Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for October 17th, 2024. Today's Thursday. Great having you with us. Alright, I apologize for not doing a morning show on Tuesday and Wednesday. The reason why is because I wasn't really in a mood that day, those 2 days. On Tuesday, I just didn't really feel like getting up early that day. And Wednesday, I kind of had a stressful day the other day, which was Tuesday, so yeah, that was fun. But I'm back up on my feet, so I'm reaching for the stars, as Casey Kasem always says at his end of his countdown, so there we go. Anyway, I am going to try to grab my tablet here, but it's going to be a little bit tricky to do. But I think I got it, though. Yeah, I got it. There we go. Without doing that. Okay, I think I got it. Just move that over there. Who cares? Grab my stylus. Want me to use my finger for some reason. For some reason, the stylus can be weird sometimes. And the other thing to keep in mind, too, is I cracked the screen a little bit, so it may not respond properly. So I do apologize. I did get AppleCare coverage for this, so hopefully it'll cover it. The stylus is so cheap, it never works properly. It never even worked to begin with. See if my ad blocker's still working. I don't know if you can hear those videos in the background, but yeah, my ad blocker is blocking all the ads, so that's a good sign. Maybe I should close my door, because it's not closed all the way, just partially. Okay, that should suffice. That's as much as I can get it. But I don't like the fact how these people have been amplifying the audio on their videos. It's so ridiculous. Anyway, enough said. Let's just move on. Here's today's weather from AccuWeather. A blend of sun and clouds with a couple of showers. High 62. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly with a low of 39. Now on to the current weather. 45 degrees in Fahrenheit, real feel 46 and cloudy. Real feel shade is 46. Wind is southwest 2 miles per hour. Wind gust is 4 miles per hour. The air quality is excellent. Yeah! Alright. And we got a pleasant Saturday coming up, so that's wonderful. Let's look at today first. Some sun with a few showers, obviously. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly with a precipitation of 84%, so we'll definitely have rain. High 62, low 39 as I said earlier. Tomorrow on Friday, which is football day by the way, 61 high, 49 low, times the clouds and sun with clouds breaking with very little precipitation. On Saturday, which it mentioned about it being pleasant, it'll be partly sunny and warmer, which is nice, and tonight and that night it'll be clearing, with 71 high and 50 low, with very little precipitation. On the fourth day, which is Sunday, it'll be October 20th, it'll be 63 high, 46 low, cloudy and cooler, with early rain, otherwise cloudy. With a little bit more precipitation, but still not a whole lot. And on Monday, October 21st, I'll just make this the last day for the 5-day forecast. Some sun with showers around, partly cloudy, with, believe it or not, an 85% chance of precipitation. 61 high, 44 low. And there you go, that's the weather for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and read a quick news update. see what we got here. Liam Payne dies at age 31. Isn't that, a rapper, I believe? Okay, I can't get rid of this. We just do this. Nope, it's not gonna go away at all. You know what? We'll just leave it alone. Yep, Liam Payne, former One Direction member, dies at age 31 in the Argentina hotel fall. Oh man. That is so sad. And this was in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Former One Direction singer Liam Payne, at age 31, whose chart-topping British boy band had generated a global following of swooning fans, was found dead Wednesday after falling from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires, local officials had said. The Buenos Aires police said in a statement that Payne had fell from the third floor of the Costa Sur Hotel in the trendy Palmarejo neighborhood of Argentina's capital that had resulted in extremely serious injuries. The medics had confirmed his death on the spot, the statement had said. Pablo Palicio. Let's close that off. Don't click decline or else it will refresh the page, by the way. It's time to do that, thankfully. But anyway, Pablo Palicio, the communications director for the Buenos Aires Security Ministry, I can't even say that right again, said in a statement to the Associated Press that Payne had jumped from the balcony of his room. Police rushed to the hotel in response to an emergency call just after 5 p.m. local time, he said, warning of an aggressive man who could be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. The hotel manager can be heard on a 911 call obtained by the AP, the State Press, that is, saying that it had a guest who was overwhelmed with drugs and alcohol. He's destroying the entire room, and, well, we need you to send someone, please. The manager's voice became more anxious as the call went on, knowing that the room had a balcony. Alvaro Cressetti, head of the state emergency medical system, told Argentina's Total Noticias TV channel that authorities were investigating the circumstances of his death and conducting an autopsy. Payne had been vocal about struggling with alcoholism. I'm sorry if I can't say anything more. I think that video is screwing me up. Posting a video in July 2023 to his YouTube channel, of course he did, but at least it's better than that idiot trying to screw me over, laughing at me or whatever. Anyway, enough all that, where he said he had been sober for 6 months after receiving treatment. Representatives for Payne did not immediately return emails and calls, and yes, I might just end up going over. Dozens of One Direction fans flocked from across Buenos Aires to the Costa Sur Hotel after the news broke, forming lines that spilled into the cornered-off street outside the hotel where police stood sentinel. Forensic investigators were seen exiting the hotel where Payne's body was removed around 3 hours after the fall. Young women filmed with their cell phones expressed shock and heartbreak as a makeshift memorial with rows of candles and bouquets quickly grew outside the hotel. I didn't think he was going to die so young, 21-year-old Isabella Milesia told the AP. I think I'm just gonna go ahead and just stop it here for I'm gonna stop it here. I can't stand that damn video I'm listening to right now in David's room. It's so idiotic. I just can't stand it. It's getting way out of hand, and the more I listen to it, the more I get embarrassed by it, because I know it's making fun of me. I don't even know we even have time to put this whole commercial in. I don't think we do. I may have to just put... I may just go over anyway. Yeah, it looks like we're going over, guys. I don't care about that. Yeah, we're going over. Sorry, folks. I guess I'm gonna have to put shorter music in. God. Alright, let's just put woman in then. I might as well put get into it. Yeah. And I'll put numb little bug in. Alright. I am so sorry about that idiot that my brother was playing. To be honest with you, I'm about ready to turn it off. I can't do it. I don't know, but I tried closing my door, but it's still drying out. I'm pretty sure you can't hear it, but if you can, I am so sorry, but I can hear it so freaking well that to the point where, and I can't have another thing playing at the same time because then it just makes things worse for everyone. So there you go. So I have two options. I can either call this morning show quits at this point, or I can deal with the video and just continue on. What am I going to do? Well, I might as well just call the morning show quits at this point. I don't know. So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do, okay? I am so sorry this segment is running on, and I apologize for that. But anyway, coming up next segment, we're just going to continue reading on with Liam Payne and how he passes away, and then we'll try to do food talk and what will be friggin' left of it, if there is anything left of it, that is. But anyway, coming up is the rest of that Liam Payne story and food talk. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Number Above by M. By Hold and Women Doja Cat right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it is now time to move on to continue reading this Liam Payne story, and if we have time for food talk. Now, I can't really hear the video as much now. He did turn it down just a tad bit, so it's not as loud as it was before, so hopefully this should suffice. But anyway, I think we left off where it said Payne was one of five members of One Direction, which formed when they each auditioned for the British singing competition series called The X Factor in 2010. 2 years after Payne's first attempt to get on the show. At age 16, which was the second time around, Payne sang Michael Bublé's version of Cry Me a River, which was originally auditioned by Justin Timberlake, by the way, if you're wondering. Appearing nervous at the start, but warming up with the audience's cheers and applause. After each singer had failed to make it for the competition as solo acts, unfortunately, Simon Cowell and his fellow judges, however, though, combined Payne, Zayn Malik, Harry Styles, yep, Niall Horan, yep, him too, and even Louis Tomlinson, for that matter, into what would become one of the most successful boy bands of the generation of the 2010 generations, even though they all lost the competition, though, sadly. Now, each member had their own persona, with Payne, who hailed from Wolverhampton, a city in the West Midlands region of England, being known as the Responsible One. The band became known for their pop sound and romantic hits like What Makes You Beautiful from 2012, Night Changes from, I forget what year it was from, probably like 2013 or 14, I had to guess, and Story of My Life, which is probably from late 2013, early 2014. Payne had prominent solos on songs including Stole My Heart and Change Your Ticket, and co-writing several of the band's hits too. They had 6 top 10 hits on the Billboard charts just by the time they had disbanded in 2016, and a highly loyal fan base known as Directioners, many of whom were teen girls, by the way. I've always loved One Direction since I was little, said 18-year-old Joanna Rowe, and they're a fan outside Payne's hotel. To see that he died and that there will never be another reunion of the boys is unbelievable. It kills me. With his meteoric rise to fame, Payne had said that it took some time to adjust to the public eye. I don't think you can ever deal with that. It's all just a bit crazy for us to see that people get in that sort of state of mind about us and what we can do, he said back in a 2013 interview with the AP after a recounting experience where he was a fan and was in a state of shock upon meeting him. Now, after the group's dissolution, Payne, like each of his erstwhile bandmates, had pursued a solo career, shifting toward EDM and hip-hop. His 2017 single, Strip That Down, good one by the way, featuring Quavo, had reached the Billboard Top 10 and stayed on the charts for several months. He also put out an album called LP1 in 2019, and his last release, which was a single called Teardrops, which was released in March. Hopefully you'll have a posthumous album real soon, hopefully. Payne had a 7-year-old son, Bear Grain Payne, with his former girlfriend, the musician Cheryl, who was known as Cheryl Cole when she performed with Girls Aloud. She was also an X Factor judge during One Direction season, although their relationship had begun years later, though. Payne was previously engaged to Maya Henry from August 2020 to early 2022. Henry had released a novel earlier this year that she said she was based on their relationship. In addition to his son, he is survived by his parents, Geoff and Karen Payne, and his two older sons, Ruth and Nicola. Is this it? Okay, yep, that's it. Okay, yep, that's what I thought. Okay. Alright, moving on to Food Talk. If he'll let me. Okay, it's being slow. There we go. Alright, Food Talk it is. Here we go. Of course, we're going to use food.com as our source. See what we got here. So sad to see what happened to Liam Payne, though, but here you go. We'll see if TMZ's talking about him, too. I wouldn't be surprised if they would. But we'll find out about that at 8:40 a.m., by the way, guys, so it really would not surprise me if they did. Let's just move on to the, let's just look at some community picks. Why not? Let's take a look at 23 Instagram picks. See what we got here. Hawaiian pizza dip. Berry and Olive Garden Alfredo sauce. I think we already read that one time. Oh, here's something cool. Peanut butter and s'mores puppy chow. This will probably be the only recipe we'll be able to read today, unfortunately, because I don't think we really have a lot of time right now at this point. This is submitted by Jonathan Melendez. No campfire is necessary to make this delicious s'mores puppy chow with a peanut butter twist. It just takes 20 minutes to make, 12 to 16 serves, 10 ingredients. Here's what you need. You need 1.5 cups of semi-sweet chocolate chips divided, 1/2 cup of smooth peanut butter, 1 cup of marshmallow cream, interesting, 6 cups of Chex cereal, 1.5 cups of powdered sugar, 1 cup of mini marshmallows, 1/2 cup of crushed graham cracker, 1/2 cup of peanut butter, the M&M's peanut butter, I believe, 1/2 cup of miniature peanut butter cups, like Reese's, I guess you could say, and 1/2 cup of chopped dry roasted salted peanuts. There's 3 simple steps. Well, I don't think they're really that simple, but they're just long, but simple enough. First, you want to line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Place a large non-stick pot over moderate heat. And add one cup of chocolate chips and peanut butter and stir until completely melted and smooth. Remove from the heat and add the marshmallow fluff, stirring until completely combined. Second, add the cereal and gently stir with a rubber spatula until evenly coated with the chocolate peanut butter mixture. Add the powdered sugar and mix until evenly coated. Pour out onto the prepared baking sheet and spread out evenly. Finally, sprinkle the top with the remaining 1/2 cup of chocolate chips, marshmallows, graham crackers, M&M's, peanut butter cups, and peanuts. And there you go. Looks like that'll be, of course, our only recipe we'll read, and there's literally no questions or reviews at all. I wonder if this is a new recipe, I wonder. That was just me dropping my stylus, by the way. Anyway, we're gonna go ahead and put our commercial in now. That Liam Payne story really did a lot out of it, didn't it? So there you go. But I feel sorry for Liam Payne. Okay, my thoughts and prayers go out to Liam Payne and his family to how he passed to his sad death. Feel sorry for him. It's just the way things go, I guess. I mean, when you think about it, my mom passed away in September of last year, so that's pretty tragic for me, too. Anyway, I'm going to try and see if I can put some much better songs in here than what we were listening to earlier. Let's put in Music for a Sushi Restaurant and Heat Waves by Glass Animals. And actually, you know what? Nah, I'll leave it alone. Who cares? Who cares? Might as well leave it alone. Yeah, I'll just leave it alone. Who cares? Anyway, coming up is Harry Styles, Music for a Sushi Restaurant by Harry Styles and Glass Animals, Heat Waves. And coming up, we'll do Food Talks. Not Food Talk, TMZ Celebrity News. We already did Food Talk. What are you talking about? Anyway, coming up is TMZ Celebrity News. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Heat Waves by Glass Animals and Music for a Sushi Restaurant by Harry Styles. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, looks like we're reading about Liam Payne again. Yeah! And as I thought, TMZ has broke about him, with his family heartbroken after a singer's death. Fans are showing no love. Well, they are showing love with the hotel vigil. I'll just click here. So I will have to hit back anyway. So might as well just click on this. Liam Payne's family is sharing their grief in the aftermath of the One Direction alum's fatal fall. What am I saying? In Argentina. The late singer's loved ones issued a statement on Thursday, a day after Liam had fell from the balcony of his hotel room in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and had died on the scene, that is. In a note that was shared with the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, Liam's family said they are heartbroken following the news of his passing, and they are taking the time to remember the pop star's personality and legacy. They had wrote, "Liam will forever live in our hearts and will remember him for his kind, funny and brave soul. We are now supporting each other the best we can as a family and ask for privacy and space at this very awful time." The Payne family's words come in advance devastation over Liam's death in South America, with countless directioners standing vigil outside the hotel where he passed. Yep, there was a lot of people outside the hotel, and they were pretty disappointed too. And as you can see in the photos, mourners fought back tears and comforted one another as police had remained on the scene investigating the suspicions of Liam's fatal fall. As TMZ had previously reported, of course we had already talked about this earlier in the last two segments, Liam was pronounced dead at the Casa Sur Palermo Hotel, located in the Palermo neighborhood of Buenos Aires, and according to the 911 call, Liam had allegedly had a meltdown while intoxicated in his hotel room on the third floor, where he later fell from that balcony, as I said. He had been Argentina supporting former One Direction bandmate Niall Horan at his show in the Movistar Arena. As Liam's girlfriend, Kate Cassidy, had revealed online, Payne had extended his trip to spend more time in Argentina. Police are currently investigating whether Liam's fall was intentional or just accidental. Alright, let's go back now. Okay. I am sorry about that. T.I. Sun King arrested after being pulled over by cops. Let's just read this. It's about T.I., his son, King Harris, has found himself locked up this week with the 19-year-old son, which was arrested in Georgia in a run-in with the police. According to the reports, the rapper's teenager came onto a police officer's radar in Dunwoody, Georgia, after he allegedly almost hit a cop cruiser while pulling out of a gas station on Monday. This had prompted the officer to pull over King the BMW he was driving, and the officer allegedly smelled marijuana coming from the vehicle as well. So the officer then detected a gun on King's hip, resulting in the cop asking T.I.'s son to put his hands on the steering wheel. The cop proceeded to check out King's information, learning that the 19-year-old had a warrant from Pickens County for failure to appear in court. According to the arresting officer's incident report, King was cooperative when the cop asked him to step out of the vehicle. The officer said he removed King's firearm with no issue and detained him with handcuffs at the very least. After escorting King to his patrol vehicle, the cop said he conducted a pat-down before putting him in the backseat of the car. T.I.'s son was indeed arrested and subsequently taken to DeKalb County Jail, where he had his mugshot taken, sadly. King was with two others in the car, though, and two small baggies of marijuana were allegedly found in the search of the vehicle. One of King's companions was reportedly cited for marijuana possession, but they were not arrested, believe it or not. And we did reach out to T.I.'s rep for comment, but there was no word back, either. Let's go back. There we go. See if we can read one more story. Simon Cowell, the show will not go on, who cancels Britain's Got Talent taping after Liam Payne death. This will be our final story for today. Simon Cowell is taking a brief step back from the spotlight following the tragic death of former protege Liam Payne. Britain's Got Talent, the long-running competition series created by Simon Cowell, has canceled its first day taping after the One Direction star's passing in Buenos Aires, Argentina, back on Wednesday. This isn't really surprising that given Simon's long history with Liam and his band, One Direction. You gotta remember, Simon had formed the popular boy band on the X Factor UK, another singing competition show created by that music mogul. From there, Simon had mentioned Liam, Louis Tomlinson, Harry Styles, yep, Zayn Malik, and Niall Horan in the third place on the series. But even then, they reached superstardom after the show concluded and signed with Simon Cowell's Psycho Records anyway. The American Idol alum was set to return to the judges panel with Amanda Holden, Alicia Dixon, and guest judge KSI by his side. Having previously taken selfies on the BGT Saturday of Liam's death. Applause Store, the company responsible for booking tickets for the audition in the UK, made it clear that the tragedy had put a pause on the production, writing, "Due to the tragic passing of Liam Payne, BGT has decided to postpone today's auditions in Blackpool. We apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused." And as TMZ had previously reported, Liam was indeed declared dead in his hotel in Buenos Aires after traveling to the South American city to support his former bandmate Niall's show. The singer had fell from a balcony at the hotel, and first responders were unable to resuscitate him. He was age 31. Countless celebrities have since paid tribute to the late star, including Phil, X Factor, Al Looms, Dermot O'Leary, Ollie Mers, Jed Ward, and Ryland Clark. The X Factor also issued a formal statement on social media: "We are indeed heartbroken by the sad passing of Liam Payne. He was immensely talented, and as part of One Direction, Liam will leave a lasting legacy on the music industry and fans around the world. Our thoughts are with his friends, family, and all who loved him." There are more developments sure to come, so stay tuned. Alright, that's it for TMZ Celebrity News, guys. And coming up next segment, we're going to play Pokemon Go. I didn't play any Pokemon Go, at least I don't think I did. Yesterday, that is, which I generally surprises me, because I really wish I did, because there was that special research. Well, it wasn't special research, it was timed research. I never did it, so maybe there'll be others I can do, so we'll see. Anyway, I'm playing commercial one now, by the way. I gotta hurry up and do this. Just be a 3-minute break as always. Music. And we'll play, Cold Heart by Elton John and Dua Lipa. And after that, we'll play Steve Lacy, Bad Habit. I might just go over at this point. Yeah, just by a little tad hair there. But anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. as always. So there you go. Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. I'll kick things off with JesseHack95, of course. You already knew that. That's my Reddit account. But stay tuned. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with the second half. Excuse me, we'll be right back right after this. Don't go away. Yep. The other way around, but well. Anyway, enough said. Pokemon goes on now. Ironically, also, I already loaded it up. Okay, I guess you're knocked out. Use a max revive. Should use a regular revive. I hate these eggs. Catch another cheap one. I don't know if I have enough coins. The good news is I was number one in a few showcases. I entered the max free. So I got a lot of good rewards here. In fact, I got loads of them. Whoa! 23,000 experience? Usually don't get that much. Care about walking 1 kilometer for 15 Pokeballs? That ain't worth anything. See events here. What's going on here? Okay, Magnetic Study Time Research Minion. Okay. So that looks pretty good. See, do I have anything in gyms? Okay, I still have 3 Pokemon in gyms, so that's looking promising. However, though, I haven't earned any coins today, but I might as well just heal them up anyway. This is Dallas City Park entrance, by the way. I'm doing it remotely, by the way. But I think that's good enough. I might as well just heal mine and lose up, because I think, yeah. I'll do, oh, never mind, rate in progress. I do this one. Okay, that's 7th day. Here we go. Not you. Here we go. Trying to figure out which one was. There's one in the back, isn't there? No. Oh, there you are. Okay, you put Metagross in. I didn't even know that. Okay. Well, we'll just heal anyway. What the hell? Okay. I guess I'm just using regular revive and potion. At least I know I still have 3 in gems, at least. But I can't heal yet or one the center. That was Jolteon, by the way. I don't think I earned any coins out of any of them. I already healed you, by the way. I don't think Jesse Wild's in there. I don't think he is. Doesn't matter, though. Can always do that later. I already fed you, obviously. do have enough coins to expand something. Okay, I did get 50 coins from a Cyndaquil P, so I'll have to revive him too. I'll probably just use a max revive on him. You all. Okay. That was my last one. I still figured. Nope. Yeah, that worked at least. You know, it's funny how we're already gone for 4 minutes, and we've already done all this, and we're still having to heal everything up. So yeah, the devil's been busy, that's all I'm gonna say. Screw him. I just probably shouldn't video that kid, I probably gotta use an Ultra Ball. To make the odds a little bit more slimmer. I still have free in gyms, and yep, one day streak, because I fought. Told you, I wasn't even out yesterday. I mean, I was out, I just didn't bother loading up Pokemon Go on my phone. I had to stream Wednesday night trivia, so it was a little bit tricky, but at least I got a free star out of it. I'll just evolve it. Actually, no, I'll worry about that later. Rattata. Doesn't look too good. It stayed in at least. I guess it's not worth anything. Adios. Alright, we get it. I got 170 experience. You can shut up. Nice. I think once this Pokemon's caught, if I do catch, I'm just gonna quit out of the game and just be done with it. Alright, yeah, there's no Pokemon here now. Alright, so we're gonna go ahead and put our commercial in now. Simple as that. And I know it's only 9:06, so it's still way too early, but whatever, we'll just do it anyway. Excuse me. Suck it up. Excuse me again. Let's play, Late Night Talking by Harry Styles, and then after that, we'll play, Rain Up That Hill, Deal of God, I guess, why not, seems fair enough. Coming up, I guess we'll play as Jesse Wild 223, I'll just have to switch over to the tablet. Usually I'm using this tablet to browse the web or whatever, but I mean, I guess we could use it to play Pokemon Go, I guess. Why not? But anyway, enough said. I guess we'll play Pokemon Go on the tablet 920 with Jesse Wild 223, which obviously getting much more gyms now, including the park nearby my house. At least that one, at least. Not the church, though. It opened to him because it's red. Wah, wah. Wah, wah. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. But anyway, but it is the truth, though. I still got 2 minutes to talk with you guys, of course, because I put the commercial in way earlier than normal. So, yeah, that's fun. But anyway, what else can I talk about? I don't really know. Other than the fact that my, oh, this is personal. I don't think I'm even gonna say it. Yeah, I'm not even going to say anything about it. It's not... It's too personal. I'm not even going to say anything about it on the air. Anyway, coming up is Harry Styles, Late Night Talking, and Kate Bush running up the hill to deal with God. And then coming up, we're going to mess around with Team Instinct. Team Yellow, whatever you want to call it. Because we're playing as Jesse Wild, 22-3. Yep. There you go. And we got 1 minute left to talk with you guys. That'll be fun. Anyway, and yeah, I know, this is getting pretty loud. I'm getting pretty loud. I'm sorry, but oh well. Anyway, enough said. I can tell you one thing that happened yesterday, although it's not really relevant. Even though I didn't get a lot of spins, this isn't related to Pokemon Go, by the way. I was playing Video Lottery at Tool's Tap Room. I got very lucky. I got like $23 and turned it from $6 to $23. So not only did I break even, but I made more out of it. So yeah, that was a pretty critically acclaimed win right there. I might just end up going over at this point, because I think... Yeah, maybe I'll just do that. I don't know. Yeah, I might have to do that, guys. Because I think Late Night Talking is... But then again... Well, that doesn't seem right, doesn't it? No, it's a 3 minute break. 1.52... Yeah, it's a 3 minute break. Then again, maybe I did have to go over before, so who knows. Anyway, coming up, as I said earlier, Harry Styles, Late Night Talking, Rain Up the Hill, Deal with God by Kate Bush. Maybe I'm just crazy because I did. Because again, we did end the segment early, so who knows. Anyway, coming up is Kate Bush and Harry Styles with Grind Up the Hill, A Deal with God, and Late Night Talk, respectfully. And coming up after that will be Team Instinct playing with them with Jesse Wild 22-3. Let me put this back here so we don't get in the way. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Running Up the Hill, Deal with God by Kate Bush, and Get Into It, Yeah, by Doja Cat, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. You're probably wondering why I played a different song there than Late Night Talking by Harry Styles. Well, guess what? I ran into a problem. We would have ran over, so... Yeah. Woo! Anyway, stay with your surroundings. Be courteous to members of real-world communities as you play Pokemon Go. Yada, 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 yada. Okay. Whoa. I might as well just hold up. Some minion research. Catch 5, 10, 15, 20. Spin up 20 Pokestops and evolve a Pokemon. Sounds fair enough. We'll leave all this research alone. Regular revive. If I don't have any labs. Okay, I did get 50 coins of you. Max survive, play its cry. Okay, I guess I still have one left. Oh, Old Mill, that's right. It was still yellow, that's right. Cool. I might as well feed you, I guess. Where's my... Oh, there they are. There we go. Let's see here. I can only feed so much at a time. Get a lot of treats, haven't they? Probably the back here, if I had to guess. I only don't even see myself. But said Typhlosion needs a treat, so I have to be there. If I had to guess, he's probably in the back. Yeah, I see him. He's just in the back. There we go. I knew you were there. I saw your shadow there. I just couldn't figure out where the heck you were. I'll go ahead and feed a chance. I'll just feed her right... Nah. Well, I mean, I guess I could, but she'll be okay. She's better off about it. I'm sorry about that, but she looked okay, in my opinion, as far as health is concerned. Anyway, alright, looks like we got Candy XL, you too. And 2 minutes until that raid starts, so I was able to feed him just in time, because you can't really feed them when the raid's in progress. Because that's where they were at. Come on, feed the berry. I'll just... I'll use my fingers again, of course I had to. Curveball there. Pretty sure you can hear it. Yeah, one day streak again. That go away on its own. It's worth nothing, of course. That was the only one there, huh? Weird. Oh well. Confirm, I think Typhlosion's the only one I have, right? Yep, okay. I haven't, those coins were earned yesterday or the day before, I don't know. Oh well, we'll just let it roll its way, I guess. Trubbish. Interesting. This is an Ultra Ball. Oop, that's not what I meant to do. There we go. Didn't look too promising, though. Stayed in though. Great. It's a new one too. Hey. Sorry. Check that off. Curious to see what this free star raid's gonna be. It's starting in half a minute. Well, less than half a minute, I should say now. I just want to get the better of me. I want to see what it is. It's a free star now. It'll need help, but... I probably won't do it on the air, though. Just myself. I'm curious to see what it is. Hariyama. Okay. Yeah. There's a fighting time, of course. Alright, I don't think there's really much here now. I mean, I guess I could complete a research mission here. Send 2 gifts to friends. Sorry, I can't tell you what I got. It doesn't matter, though. Probably should. Here we go. Mission complete. One more, actually, to tell that. Oh, well. Minion! Huh? It's heavy and tall, too. The free star. Wonderful. Anyway, I'm just gonna go ahead and, set this aside for now. I'll put our commercial in. Simple as that. And for the last, segment, I think... You know, I'm not really sure what we're gonna do for the last segment, guys, to be honest with you. I didn't really think about that, but we'll figure it out, don't you worry. Excuse me again, I don't know why I keep doing that. I'm such an idiot, am I? Oh well. Maybe we'll do a YouTube channel update, we'll see. Anything could happen. But we'll play Vegas by Doja Cat, even though we already played Doja Cat before, but oh well. And then after that, we'll play Glimpse of Us by Joji. Seems fair enough. And this time I'll make sure I don't go over this time. Oh well. But anyway, coming up is Doja Cat Vegas and Joji Glimpse of Us. And after that, I think we might just bite the bullet and do a KPJ TV YouTube channel update. Why not? Although I don't think I posted anything. Well, I mean, I stand corrected. I did post something. I think it was on Tuesday or Wednesday. I think it was Tuesday. It was, Pokemon Ultra Sun, the very first episode, and I think it's pretty well received, in my opinion. I think a lot of people like it, I think I even got a comment, they sarcastically said no Rowlet, but Hal got it, I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about that in the last segment. We'll be right back right after this, don't go away. With the, KHKJ TV YouTube channel update, we'll be right back. Yep. That was Glimpse of Us by Joji and Doja Cat Vegas right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. It's now time for our YouTube studio dashboard update for KHKJ TV, for the last segment, that is. But here we go. Here's the top content in the last 28 days. Once it load up, there we go. Of course, this is from September 19th to October 16th, 2024. The top video is Pokemon Ultra Sun Episode 1. Number 2 is Pal World Episode 1. Number 3 is playing Pal World Live. That was on Sunday, by the way. Last Sunday or this Sunday, I can't remember, though. Number 4 is attempting to run Pokemon Go on Oxplayer, which unfortunately I was unable to do. Sadly, because again, it's some authentication error, I believe. I think it just has something to do with the fact they prevent it from running on there. I also had a GPS spoofer running too that might have done it as well. Number 5 is Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates of Infinity. I forget which episode it is. I have to look at and see. Yeah, that helps. Well, I can't really tell you which episode it is, because it doesn't say. Maybe if I just hold on to it, it'll tell me. No, it doesn't. Well, it's Gates to Infinity, I can tell you that much, but I don't know which episode it is. Sorry. And, that would be, number 5, with 2 views. Number 6 is Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon, with just 1 view. Number 7 is the third episode of Pokemon X, which is Meeting Professor Sycamore, where I get Charmander. I also only got 1 view in the last 28 days. And number 8, I think that's number 8. Yep, number 8 is the Gates of Infinity 10th Anniversary Special back in March of last year. Which was like 3 hours long, I believe. It was pretty long. It had like a pre-show, post-show, all that good stuff. Pretty fun, I will admit. Anyway, let's look at the last 7 days, if it'll load up. Yep, Ultra Sun, Pal World, Super Mystery Dungeon, Gates Infinity, and Pokemon Go, with Ultra Sun being the most popular one. So, there you go. Let's take a look back at 2024 overall. Looks like it's, attempting to run Pokemon Go on Nox Player. which of course has only gotten 96 views so far in 2024. Obviously upload that video back in 2024 this year. 2024, I haven't really done a whole lot for my YouTube channel. In fact, let's take a look at 2023. I did quite a bit in 2023, unboxing free Trick or Treat Pokemon TCG packs. I did that back in November of that year, 174 views. Let's not look at 2023, let's look at August. Yeah, only one video. September, it was a little bit better, because I got a little bit better reputation. Pal World Episode 1, 19 views, this is not that bad. You know, what's going on? Inspiration. Pal World Gameplay Series. Pokemon Gameplay Episode 1. Nintendo Gameplay. Pretty cool, huh? Got 83 views in the last 28 days. 43 more than usual. 6.5 hours of watch time. That's 216% more than the previous 28 days. But so far, no subscribers. So it's kind of concerning. Alright, there we go. Key moments for audience retention. Unboxing free Trick or Treat. Any recent top moments? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they haven't. Well, too bad. How viewers find my videos? Mainly through suggested videos. What content is suggesting me? Well, Mario and Luigi. Brothership has whatever. There's not enough traffic to show YouTube search term reports. Most external sites or apps is just Google search. And playlist featuring me is Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Games Infinity. So yeah, quite interesting. Quite interesting. Audience? Not really a whole lot of data here, but there is 12.1% watching from the United States the last 28 days. Most people watch without subtitles or closed captions. There is a few that watch with English, but not really a whole lot. Pretty much all of it's unsubscribed. There's two returning viewers, but mostly newer viewers. It just haven't subscribed for some reason. No Rowlet, of course. They probably sarcastically commented on that because I chose Litten instead. But ain't nothing wrong with choosing Litten. I think the reason why I chose Litten is because that's the starter I chose with when I first played the game. I like it so much. It's a cute starter Pokemon. But you should see what it evolves into. It evolves into a big bodybuilder as its final form. It's quite interesting. Anyway, what else can we look at here? There's not really a whole lot here we could look at. As far as I'm concerned, Yeah, I don't see really a whole lot here. Yep, not really a whole lot here I could do here. Yeah, I don't really see anything here, really. Yeah, this is, yeah. Yeah, there's not really a whole lot here. In fact, Ultra Sun says it's got 37 views, which is quite interesting, because when we go to content here, it's only got 36. So yeah, very interesting. Anyway, I think that might do it for that update for KHKJ. It's just a little quickie one. That might also do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I still got a little bit of time left, but might as well use the spare time to put that commercial in. I'll just put PSA in first, I guess. Might as well. Put this one in. He'll do a 3-minute break again, of course. Sorry about the music in the background. It's much better, though, than listening to this idiotic person laughing at you or whatever. I will admit that. Much rather listen to that than listen to... Yeah, good point. Anyway, 56. If I have a 4-minute song, I might just end up playing Easy On Me as the last one. Yeah. Who knows? Anyway, I guess to close out the show will be Elton John and Britney Spears, Hold Me Closer, and Adele, Easy On Me for you guys. And then after that, we'll just go ahead and end the show there. And hopefully I'll be back on the air on Friday. Hopefully. Let's see why I wouldn't be. Again, I apologize for not doing a morning show on Tuesday and Wednesday. I just wasn't in the mood for one. Tuesday, I just couldn't get a lot of sleep. Wednesday, I was pretty stressed, so... Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff going on, lately with the things I've been going on. It's just been really stressed, so... Yeah. But anyway, I still got like a minute, maybe a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes, I don't know. But anyway, it's just with the things I've been going on lately, there's been a lot of stress going on, so... Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't do a morning show on Tuesday and Wednesday. I do apologize for that, but now that I've done one today... Hopefully that will make it up to you guys. So, anyway. And I'm sorry if this morning show was still not the best, if you're in your opinion. I hope it was okay enough. But, either way, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. As best as I could do it. But, anyway. I will hopefully see you on Friday, October 18th. And, by the way, on October 18th will also be the day... of the Dallas Dragons versus the Corvallis Spartans. I'm hoping to cover that game as well, which, believe it or not, will both air here on Tricky Fox Radio following American Top 40 and on Dallas Dragons Sports Radio. Anyway, enough all that. I might as well just go over. But Dallas Dragons Sports Radio is the new station we have. I'll give updates about all this tomorrow, by the way, guys. But anyway, until next time, I don't know how this is going to work out. But anyway, I'll just go ahead and include it here. See you tomorrow, guys. Bye-bye, everyone.